Stacey Abrams, Michelle Obama push for federal election takeover legislation. By Kyle Morris on August 6, 2021. Fail Georgia Democratic gubernatorial candidate Stacey Abrams and former First Lady Michelle Obama have teamed up to push for legislation to advance the federal takeover of elections, eliminating voter ID laws. A new video from Abrams' Fair Fight Action and Obama's When We All Vote, a group created in 2018, was released Thursday and features Abrams and Obama pushing for legislation that would allow for the federal takeover of elections, saying "We're working to change the future of this nation. Our democracy and our vote, the very foundation of this nation and the most powerful tools we have as citizens, are under attack," Abrams said in the video, which runs nearly 2 minutes. "Right now, dangerous legislation is being proposed across the country that limits the freedom to vote, cast our ballots, and have our votes counted," Obama said. "Many of these proposals would disproportionately impact Black, Brown, Young, and working-class voters, and voters with disabilities," Abrams added. According to Obama, those who are pushing for stronger voting measures to ensure the legitimacy of American elections are counting on those who oppose certain voting measures to be quiet. "But they must not know who we are," Abrams adds. "Our work is just beginning. This fight isn't about who's president or who's in Congress," Obama claimed, with Abrams saying the initiative is about our families, our neighborhoods, our schools, and our communities. Abrams also claimed the fight is about the freedom to vote and the ability to make our voices heard. Abrams said the game plan includes calling on members of Congress every day, checking our voter registration status, and ensuring others in our community are registered. "We're working to change the future of this nation," Obama said. "It's not going to be easy, but nothing this important ever is." The video message concludes with Abrams and Obama asking, "Are you in?" Follow Kyle on Twitter at RealKyleMorris and Facebook.